The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
What is the most illegal thing you've done with a parent? That's what we want to know for the next little bit on the Dave and Chuck lines. The number, if you want to reach us, it's toll-free, 1-855-954-6969. The most illegal thing you've done with a parent. If you have a story, 1-855-954-6969. Hopefully nothing too dark-sided.
Well,
although illegal stuff can get dark-sided.
It sure can.
Yeah.
It sure can.
We'll try and skate away from the truly dark-sided. You can also text us, too, with your stories. James gets your text at 469-69. And if email's easier, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the way to reach us. We bring it up because a celebrity admits that she does drugs with her kids. And it's Melissa Etheridge.
Come to my window and do drugs with me.
She has an interesting way of bonding with her kids. She puffs the magic dragon with them, if you will.
Sure.
She regularly burns with her two eldest kids, her 20-year-old daughter, Bailey, and her 18-year-old son, Beckett. Well, she said it was kind of funny at first, and then they realized it's a very natural end-of-the-day kind of thing, and it brings you much closer.
I know so many people that burn with their parents. It's just
really common. You know.
Aren't these kids of hers? They're the spawn of David Crosby.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
He was Bailey and Beckett's sperm donor.
Mm. Yeah,
so it's in their blood, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah.
Yes.
She says though, it brings you closer. I'd rather have a smoke with my grown kids than a drink. To be truthful.
Yeah, I get that.
She also enjoys sparking with her wife Linda. She said cannabis is the best marital aid when it's date night. It takes down your inhibitions. So they get up to some dirty lesbian trysts together. She says we take
them off, doesn't help them.
Yeah.
We take a bath every night.
Five finger death punch.
Wow.
I think so.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Come to my window.
Take a bath every night, she says. Smoke and talk and wind down.
Take
and
a bath.
Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
I'll let you think about that for a second.
Don't.
get out of my window.
No.
Get out of that window.
I'm in your window.
What is the most illegal thing you've done with a parent? Smoking pot is pretty lightweight, but I'm sure there's worse. 1-855-954-6969. Where Antonio from Sterling Heights will start us off. Antonio.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good, man. Most illegal thing you've done with a parent?
I actually didn't do anything, but I was in the back seat of my mom's car, and I was 4 years old. I guess she got a new job, and she was on the way to take me to daycare in the morning, so she was speeding past traffic. She drove on the sidewalk around everybody, and she even smashed into a stop sign and drove off. Never even called about the broken stop sign or anything, anonymously or anything.
So your mom, was she always a crazy driver, or just that morning she lost her mind?
Nope, just that morning to get to that job.
Mm. Just ran over a stop sign.
Yeah.
People on the sidewalk were like, wow!
A terrified little four-year-old.
Yeah.
Mom!
No, you're four. You just think that's how you drive.
Yeah, that's it.
Someone texted in, did cocaine with my grandma.
Stop it.
Whoa!
Can you imagine doing cocaine with your grandma, Andy?
No. I really can't.
No.
Yeah.
I can't either.
I get you another line, Andy. Go ahead.
Oh, cut it up a bit better for me there.
It's chunky. You got to take a card and smash it.
Watch Grandma do it. He's cutting it all up.
I can't imagine. And I found out just recently that my parents smoked up.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine doing it with them.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I can't believe you didn't know, though, before.
I had not a clue, Lisa. Honestly, really? I had not a clue that my parents...
He's just lived in a bubble, man. Dave has lived in a bubble. When it comes to his parents, they used to bang in the shower. Dave said they were just conserving water. He was in a bubble.
I mean, from a teenager, I was always out and about, though, you know, and I would crash at buddies' places. And I worked out at the theme park and stuff, and then I was out of the house by 21. They had lots of free time to do whatever they wanted to do.
I couldn't imagine partying with my dad just because he only drinks anyway, and I've drank with him a little bit, but he was so against me partying when I was growing up that it was like, to this day.
Do you watch it around your dad with your drinking? Because
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, we not anymore. Like with drinking, but I'd never just like spark up anything around him. You know,
no,
because he used to freak out.
Has anyone gotten drunk with their parents?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Lisa has. Andy, have you?
Nope.
What did you ask?
Gotten drunk with a parent?
Yeah, I've been drunk with my dad, but I wasn't smashed either.
Yeah, no, I never got like drunk. Yeah. And my mom would drink wine. She never gets drunk.
See, my dad,
she has a couple glasses.
I've seen my dad drunk countless times.
Oh, sure.
He's always encouraged, like, come on, David, have another one.
He wants you to drink bad. You are a huge disappointment in the drinking.
Absolutely, I am. Yeah. I've seen Amber drunk with my dad.
That's
wild. But I've never been drunk with my dad.
I won't drink. It's like, it's a weird thing. Like, an elder thing where I like have like a put a limit on it. I'm I might have one beer.
I could never imagine like drinking a beer even around my grandma.
No,
like I would never imagine it.
No, my dad in Mexico, he'd come out of the pool with two drinks. Here you go. It's like 11 a.m. I'm Dad, calm it down. I'm not having anything yet. He's like, oh, come on, son.
I'd get absolutely bombed with Dave's dad.
Oh,
he'd get
me
absolutely bombed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he tries to do.
Yeah.
He parties.
Lynn calling us from Havel, Massachusetts. How you doing?
Cocaine, too. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. So what's the most illegal thing you've done with a parent?
Well, my parents found out that I was stealing their cigarettes when I was 14. So they went to the store and they bought me cigarettes to smoke with them. And they thought they would just do 2-for-1 and get me a 6-pack also. So I smoke and drink with my parents one night. Mm.
And they were stealing those cigarettes?
No.
She was. Oh, you were stealing. Oh, I was going to say, wow, they stole this. That's a bad example.
Dave. Hi, Dave from Westland. How you doing?
Good. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Tell us about the most illegal thing you've done with a parent.
Can I get the voice changer?
Okay. Sure. There you go. Go ahead.
Thank you. So let's see. We went down to Tennessee, down in the mountains, eh?
Yeah.
And me and my old man would do a little bit of the cocaine and a little bit of Molly. I even talked him into one time.
Oh my God! You did Molly with your dad?
What's the age difference? Like, how old was your dad when you did this?
Well, I was in my mid-20s, and he was 53.
Okay, so not too crazy, I guess.
I know, but I still
can't imagine doing... I mean, I can't imagine having a drink with my dad. Never mind doing cocaine and Molly.
Dave, just do you some Molly.
Here we got a Molly in you. Here, suck on the soother.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Rave dancing.
Oh, my dad would totally rave dance.
I know he would.
My dad's
so
up for
you never
anything.
Drank with your dad?
No, at least not wasted. I've had
no,
drinks.
No, not wasted.
But
right.
I've never been wasted with
that.
My dad.
No, that's too much.
He's a party animal.
Oh, he is.
I mean, because like my parents...
We've all drank with Dave's dad, basically.
You know what I mean? My parents are like... there's a 20-year difference. So it's like real close, you know? It's like...
Oh, yeah, same.
Know?
Mine,
yours is the same?
Exactly the same. Yeah. My dad was 21. My mom was 19 when they had me.
Yeah.
It's easier.
So they're young.
Yeah, my dad was 21, too.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Eric's calling us from Rhode Island. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Most illegal thing you've done with a parent?
Well, I had my wife's ex-boyfriend had been stalking her for a couple of years, and I didn't quite know where we were going to get to his house, so I had my father bring me. He knew the area a little better than us. Turns out he wasn't home, so we broke in his house, started moving stuff around, and left him a nasty letter written on some stuff.
So he was stalking your wife, and so you guys wanted to send him a message, and your dad helped you with it.
Yeah, it got to a point where he like couldn't be ignored anymore.
Yeah.
Did it stop him?
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard from him since, so I think it did.
Okay, I think it did.
Got across.
It's been a harshly toned letter.
Yeah,
I bet it was.
I think it was.
I think so.
Thanks for calling in, Eric. Yeah, you'd have to send quite a message in that note. Because I can't just mess up your stuff.
No.
I'd have to give you a note like, we will kill you.
Yeah.
Right? Something like that. Stay away from her or things will get worse.
No fingerprints, though.
No.
No.
You probably should have left a note either.
Nope.
regular line here. Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about the most illegal thing you've done with a parent.
Well, growing up, we were probably about 14, 15, and I had a friend's mom who would, she would get a bunch of cocaine and she would do some cocaine with us, and then she would leave us a bunch of cocaine to babysit her sister. She would pay us in cocaine to babysit her sister, and she only had one rule, and that was that we couldn't have any boys over, but we could do as much cocaine as we wanted.
Your friend's mom was a horrible human being. She'd pay your babysitting fee in cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever get paid in cocaine for babysitting?
I need cash for clothes. I can't. Cocaine would not.
Yeah,
like
you then you'd have to sell it.
That's right. We got you.
What to do with that?
There's a bunch of it. Well, you do it. You put it right in your nose.
I want money.
Oh. How old did she say they were?
14.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, that's bad.
No boys. Just do all the lines you want.
This mountain of coke.
At least you had some standards.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Anonymous from Boston, voice changing technology. Mm-hmm. Most illegal thing you've done with a parent. What is it, Anonymous?
So, a couple years ago, my ex girlfriend's mother, she was kind of younger too. She was older, but she was younger. She used to sell ecstasy and Molly. So, a lot of times I would go over her house and she used to sell me some, and then she'd be like, oh, hey, you want to take some with me? So, I was like, all right. So, we used to pop like ecstasy, Molly, and drink. Basically almost every weekend.
Oh. So this is your girlfriend at the time, her mom?
Yes.
Did you get with her?
I tried. I really tried, but no luck.
Because I feel like if I'm doing Molly and ecstasy with you, that's what stuff's going to happen.
Yeah,
I
in.
Yeah, I tried. Literally real hard.
All right, thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day.
Oh, man.
Didn't quite make it work out.
No.
So what's the most illegal thing you've done with a parent is the question. Still voice changing. Hi, Anonymous. What's your story?
How's she going, eh? When I was in eighth grade, I built a PVC potato cannon with my mom.
Yeah,
But it was the wrong size. I used a 3-inch pipe for the barrel, so couldn't use a potato. Had to use a giant Spanish onion, and we launched it at night outside of the window towards the woods, and that went over 100 yards. It was like skadoosh.
Skadoosh.
Oh man, those potato cannons! I want to build a giant one. I do. I mean, I won't, but.
You're like, I'm hit! What?
Oh, you just took a Spanish onion.
Oh, some kind of onion. Oh, it's so weird.
Stink.
What a phenomenon.
You're crying.
It's kind of sky onion.
This one came in through email. I'm from Canada, so how's she going, eh? I smoke with my dad, and now I'm currently growing some pot plants with him.
Oh.
So he's kicked it up a bit. They don't just smoke, they also grow.
Yeah. Well.
Other text coming in here. Got jumped when I was a kid. So me and my mom did a drive-by with a BB gun.
Can you imagine, like, a little chubby Chuck the Freak?
Oh, God.
Going out to seek revenge?
Well, we did.
Yeah.
We did a few of those
with
things.
With your mom.
With your mom.
But my
That's
mom driving,
saying.
Yeah.
Come on, Mom.
Come on, boys. Get in the car.
It's different when your mom's
Go
the getaway
get
driver.
Sons of bitches.
BG on a regular line. Hi, BG. Good morning. BG.
Yeah.
Pretty sure there's only one BG on the line
BG,
right now.
BG, what's up?
So, what's the most illegal thing you've done with a parent?
Well, my father was a World War II Navy vet, and he's quite the character. And a couple times with Maui, and he took my brother and I to a whorehouse in Acapulco.
Your dad took you and your brother to a Mexican whorehouse?
Yeah, well, we're... older teenagers. Showing us the ropes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he did.
Showing you lots of dirty ropes.
Wow. Well, sure.
Dirty Mexican ropes.
You learn some stuff.
Hi, BG. BG, your phone is falling into your butthole. I can't hear what you're saying.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, we get the gist. You went to a Mexican whorehouse with that.
And I'm sure, obviously,
he's WW2 Navy guy.
You know what I know about traveling from WW2 is there are whores everywhere you go.
Yep, cheap whores.
Eric from Detroit. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, guys. Penis balls.
Penis. Penis.
Tell us about the most illegal thing you've done with a parent.
So my mom wrote a book, went to L.A. for a week. So my dad was hyping up how we were going to have so much fun together, you know, just me and him the whole time. So he took me, his best friend owns a strip club. So I was 17 at the time. He took me down to the strip club and bought me two strippers. And they took me in the back and we did our thing. And then looked to the left and guess who pops to the door naked?
Papa?
My dad.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Wait, you banged the same stripper?
My dad, yeah, it happened.
Oh, no. Did you, who
it's
was
illegal
first?
In itself. It hurts. Oh, I was there first. I was totally by myself, and then it happened.
Oh
dad came in.
Yeah, dad
came in.
Win. You tag teamed her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lifeless eyes for sure.
Oh, my God. I can't, of all the things, I'd rather rob a bank and do Molly and get wasted.
Oh.
And your mom's just out promoting a book.
Yeah. A strange life. Strange life.
It's, life is weird.
What are you, naked there, Dad?
Time to go, boy. Let's get in there.
Oh, my God.
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, words you don't want to hear from your dad.
No.
That's Eiffel Tower.
Nope.
God. Voice-changing technology again. Anonymous next from Massachusetts. Hello.
Hi, this is Anonymous from Haverhill.
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
Tell us about the most illegal thing you've done with a parent.
Okay, so I was probably in my mid-20s, and I was working on a job with my dad, and we went over there the night before, and he's like, I'm going to stop by this person's house real quick. And I'm like, all right, cool. We stopped by, and it happened to be a crack house. And he goes in, and there's two girls in there. And I walked in with him. I didn't know it was a crack house, obviously. And then he smokes crack, and he's like, hey, you want some? I'm like, no, I'm good, man. I'm going to go hide in the van because I'm afraid we're going to get raided here. So it was definitely the craziest thing. And luckily, he's not that crazy anymore. But
thank goodness.
Wow, yeah. Watching your dad smoke crack's quite a day.
Yeah, it's nutty.
It really is.
It's not what I expected, Pops.
Yeah. Thought we were just going to hang out.
This one, I have street raced for money with my dad before. Like against dad, I wonder?
No, I think like a team, maybe. Maybe they're a team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, so they're...
Yeah. Oh, the Bryster would love to do that again.
Yeah.
When he was young. He was
Someone
a big
said,
street racer.
When I was younger, behind my grandma's house, there was an alley where trucks would unload goods for a grocery store. When the delivery drivers were out of sight, my uncle would jump up the dividing wall and throw food over it. I'd catch it, and then we'd have free food. So they robbed the trucks together.
Yeah.
I'm going to toss this over. Now your job is to catch it.
Don't miss, you son of a bitch.
Jason's up next. Most illegal thing you've done with a parent. Hi, Jason.
Oh. Hey, what's going on? Ripcord?
Ripcord?
What was it for you?
One of my good buddies' dad. First time when I was 16, I snorted Adderall and cocaine.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Both of them.
Yep.
And it was just your
friend's
dad.
Started with Adderall.
It was just your friend's dad.
Yeah, just one of my good buddies' dad. My whole friend group used to hang out over there because he'd let us drink and hang out.
Yeah.
There's always that dad.
There was always parents like that.
I hope. Oh, God. I don't want my kid hanging out at those places.
No, this is the thing. You got to find. You have to find out what kid has that set up.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what happened to my brother. Right. There was one of the dads was one of the original four horsemen of the apocalypse, and he just let those guys do whatever they wanted.
That's how I got into everything.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Dave.
This one came in through text. I was 9, and my mom took me with her late at night to work. She had problems with the company next door, so she had me be the lookout while she put sugar in the gas tanks of all their company trucks.
Oh,
Jesus.
That is a lot of damage.
Yeah, it is.
I'm in mom's hardcore.
Yeah.
Joe from Yama, Massachusetts. Hello.
No, it's pronounced Yama.
Yama.
There you go.
Yama.
Yama. I like that.
I like Yama. So, Joe, what's the most illegal thing you've done with a parent?
Well, first, I want to ask Lisa, do you want to have a three-way?
Yes. Lisa, three-way.
All right, boys. So what had happened is it was like 6th or 7th grade, and I was basically just over at my redneck buddy's talking, you know, shooting the crap. And they're like, hey, have you ever killed anything? And I was like, no. And they're like, what do you mean? And I was like, I mean, I've never killed anything. What do you mean? And so he's basically like, all right, screw that. We're taking care of this right now. Oh. We jump up in his old-ass truck. He pulls out a rifle bigger than all of us.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, this is getting real. So we go out, and we're driving around the back roads of Yamaha. And, you know, he's like, grabs this giant floodlight. Thing was bigger than my head. And we're sitting here, and we're flashing these deer, and all of a sudden, one of us would pop out of the old window and just drill the thing. We had, like, three dead deer carcasses in the back of the truck.
Oh, God, I thought this was
much worse. Yeah. Yeah. It could have been much worse.
Oh, yeah. Like, just deer, man.
But, yeah, man, this was crazy, because, you know, all of a sudden, you're driving along, and I wouldn't even see it. He'd be like, deer! This kid would pop out the side, hit the floodlight, and you'd see the deer and everything behind him for the next mile. And then, boom!
Oh, my God. Yamaha is crazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to let y'all know right now, though. There's no such thing as Yamaha. I just wanted to get you guys to say it.
Thanks. You did it. We have no idea.
Yeah, we know. We're like, it's totally Yamaha.
No, it is Yamaha in Massachusetts, but I actually live in Michigan. I'm just here fabricating my Boston accent.
Well, it worked.
Yeah, trickster.
It
thanks for calling.
You guys
in.
Have a good one,
see
man.
You too.
Yamaha,
Massachusetts. Josh from Brockton, Massachusetts. Hey, Josh.
That's not real.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? So tell us your story.
All right, so when I was in high school, I used to do a lot of street racing. Me and my dad built this car. We used to go up to New England Dragway a lot with it. But I would go out and push it down the road and sneak out with it. And my dad kind of caught on to the fact that I was sneaking out at night and taking the car down the road. So he comes up to me asking me, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing with the car? Can I come along? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not, whatever. And so I take him out to the races, and we're sitting there, we're having a time, you know, good old time. I'm winning, beating people, popping wheelies, having a good show going on. And a cop show up.
Oh, boy.
And so I look over at my dad, and my dad's just, like, stone-faced, like, what? Like, I didn't think the cops were going to show up. And so I yelled at him. I was like, hey, Dad, get in the car right now. We need to go. And they blocked out, like, four of our exits.
Did you escape?
So we had, like, we had two exits, like, 60 cars to get out. And so we all just start flying down the road. I'm heading down 24, and my dad's in the passenger seat freaking out. And I'm just flying down the highway, and I have, like, three cruisers right behind me.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
And I'm flooring it as hard as I can.
But you made
it? My dad's screaming at me. He's crying. He's like, oh, my God, we're going to go to the
hospital. No, don't do it, Josh.
Your mother's going to leave me. We're going to go to jail. And I'm just like, Dad, no, don't worry about it. I got this. We're going to get away. This happens almost all the time. And so I bomb down like the first exit I see. I go down a couple side streets, and I park in some random dude's house.
And you made it.
Just sat in his driveway for like an hour.
Crazy night, Josh. Thanks for calling.
Oh my God.
I want to see your dad cry.
Dad,
pull it together.
Oh, God,
you ever make your dad cry?
Yeah, you're not a badass, I guess, until you make your own dad cry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We'll start with the woman who got in a little trouble in the bedroom. And yeah. Guys, this is a hot or not. A roll in the hay meant to kick off the new year landed a 24-year-old woman in jail after her boyfriend complained to the cops that her love got out of hand.
Okay.
Christian Paris started the year in handcuffs after an alleged instance of assault that occurred shortly after 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. So they, Happy New Year, they so started banging.
Yeah,
they're
so
wasted.
Yeah, they were banging at night.
This happened in Davidson County, Tennessee.
Let me write that down.
The South.
The victim reportedly told cops that his girlfriend began to bite and scratch him during and slightly before they were to begin intimate activities. He said the aggressive behavior, which left bite marks on his arm, back, and other parts, went beyond the scope of their normal intimacy.
Right.
And he did not appreciate it.
No.
He also had scratch marks on his back, according to the report. The Central Tennessee man told police that she may have also punched him several times as he was trying to get to the phone to call police.
Oh, man. She's a bully.
She was released.
She's one tough woman.
Yeah.
On $500 bond. She's expected back in court next week. So the question here is she hot or not? And you can always play along at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com where we put up her mugshot.
I've only been to Tennessee one time. Only once.
You went to a water park too, so you saw him in there.
And then in that whole time, I never once saw anyone where I was like, man, that's a hot Tennessee woman.
I think that like hot women from the South leave the South.
No, some of them stay.
I think their accent does.
Yeah.
But I don't think
they go, huh?
I think they go to the big old city.
Yeah.
By me and me.
A lot of who you saw was tourists too, right?
True.
Yeah, there probably weren't even Tennessee people there.
No.
Just the workers.
Right, because the Tennessee people that I saw were in the mountains.
Oh.
Oh.
And they had their own little mountain coasters.
The goat coaster.
And I'm telling you, there was no hot Tennessee chicks.
What city in Tennessee?
Davidson County, Tennessee.
Whew, just referred to as a county.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. There's no chance this girl's hot. She's a biter. She's an attacker.
She was able. She like kind of.
It's. I guess it's close Nashville, to Nashville.
So.
Oh, Nashville.
Population 691,000.
I guess that's your only chance. Man. Maybe you're a Nashville girl, but
I want to say big.
Yeah, I don't think that she was big because he'd be dead. So I don't think that like. He doesn't quite remember if she punched him. I think if a big girl was raining down blows on you, that you'd remember. So I'm going to say that she's not like huge or anything. I think she's like a little country methy girl.
Yeah.
Like, so not as bad as it can get, like maybe a three.
That's a good assessment.
Chuck's with a three. Green Bean?
Man, I want to gamble on big.
I know you do.
I want
to roll the big dice.
Put your chips in.
I want to put all my chips on big, but yeah. I don't know. Chuck's got
big
a
or small
hell
right
of a case. I think Methy's probably right. Mm-hmm. She's biting, but her teeth. She has teeth, so
I know. But she's still young. She's only 24. Yeah, they haven't fallen
new
out
to
yet.
Meth. I'll say a big two.
A big two.
Okay, so Chuck's on the board with a three.
Skinny
Andy's
three,
going for a big two.
Big two.
You can always play along at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. By the way, can you imagine calling the cops if your girlfriend scratched and nibbled on you? Like, come on. Man up, first of all,
yeah,
I think.
You're a real baby.
I think that's a key to why it's not hot, because I think if it was hot, then...
You'd bite me all over.
You can straight up stab me with a knife. Stab me with a hunting knife.
It's a cop. That'll heal up.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Good work, I'd say.
There she is.
Just not bad. Just,
I mean,
not great.
Not great.
I'd say maybe a four.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She
probably.
Doesn't look too big. She's not too skinny.
Right.
She's kind of just.
She's just right there. She's
just right there in
there.
The middle.
Just like a.
Just like average. She could, you could easily see her working behind the counter making you a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got a wide cheeks.
I'm wondering.
She's got a very guy face.
Yeah, she does. She looks like somebody with the guy that played the dad in Back to the Future. To me.
Bill, what's his name?
He's weird. He's real weird.
Yeah, he is in real life, right?
Yeah.
He's
got a weird name,
he almost
too.
Kicked Crispin David Glover.
Crispin yeah. Glover.
She got a Crispin Glover face?
Yeah, she's kind of Crispin Glovery to me.
Well, you can check out her mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Mm. You know what? Let's roll into this. Let's do another Hot or Not with the next story because it also kind of leads itself to this. And this woman's picture is also up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. 20-year-old Demi Burton needs to find a more productive way to deal with her fear of flying. She's been locked up for causing a major scene that disrupted nearly the entire flight from Abu Dhabi to Manchester, England. The way prosecutors tell it, it all started with her prepping for the flight by getting loaded on red wine.
Okay.
After 7 glasses of red wine,
Jesus,
she boarded the plane.
She gets 7. On. Whoa.
They said boarding the plane, you could clearly see she had been drinking. But then she had more red wine on the plane, and it was game on.
Huge. It's almost 2 bottles of red wine.
That's insane. That would just lay me out.
Oh, my God. I'd be dead.
I'd just be in bad shape.
How could you
be a little thing? How could you be like a little girl? And do that? And drink that much. Can you do that and not that hardcore? Well, I mean, if you've done this, you are. So.
The festivities on the plane started when she asked 2 guys how they'd feel about joining the Mile High Club. Both guys politely laughed it off. As her conversations got louder, other people on the plane chimed in, telling her to quiet down. She yelled back at one of them, "Shut up, you speckled four-eyed bitch." As she was refused more drinks, the real fun began. Passengers were reportedly moved to other locations because of her struggling and screaming. And then they finally had to restrain her. That's when the headbutting and the biting started.
Jeez.
Along with the odd little bout of racism. Finally, she wore herself out and calmed down. In the end, she denied any wrongdoing, although is said to be thoroughly ashamed and remorseful as the judge sentenced her to jail time. Jeez. So.
Wow.
20-year-old Demi Burton from Manchester. Is she hot or not?
I feel like half the reason that there's a 20-year-old girl going to Abu Dhabi is because she's hot.
True. Very good point.
Like, there's not a lot of, like... It's beachy, isn't it? Well, it's
There's some money to be made.
It's all the money to be had.
You think she's like a hot stripper or something?
I think she's like a hot... She's like
something.
A hot plastic surgery style...
Prostitute.
Something like that, who obviously has substance abuse problems and is drowning her, you know, pain away of just being railed by guys from
we're
Abu Dhabi.
Deep. Jesus,
we're
holy
getting
hell,
deep.
This
we're
way,
really
is just a hot
here.
Or not. It's not a therapy session. It's just hot or not on David Jeffrey.
Well, Chuck, it's a disaster.
Breaks it down. That's
got
how he's
got to
do it.
That's it.
The woman.
I mean,
my
God. Chick is a nightmare.
My goodness, Chuck.
Yeah.
So, is she hot or not, Charlie?
I think she's a very confused and sad alcoholic.
Oh, my God.
Sex worker.
Okay, I'll say this. I will say that she's hot to some. I will find her disgusting.
Okay.
But I think
but
that
she's hot.
That she's, like, to me, it'll be more plastic surgery than I think I would ever want. But let's go a 7.
Okay.
7, okay.
7, Green Bean?
I'll say 6 and sad.
6 and sad.
So after Chuck's therapy session, you get a 7. Andy gives her a...
Sad 6.
Sad 6.
Wow.
I think she could be very, very cute. I mean, obviously, she's got no
she's
makeup
a sad
or anything
7.
On.
I think that Chuck nailed
Chuck
it.
Chuck nailed
but
it,
except for
dude.
The plastic surgery part.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
actually pretty
no
natural.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah.
She's not all made up.
That's it.
She looks real bitchy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she looks mean as can be.
She's a tiny thing, right? Look, she's got tiny
She looks like thin like she's legs. From like Ukraine or something.
She drinks so much, guys. I can't believe a girl that small can put back that much red
wine.
At least 8 glasses.
Jesus. Yeah, that's in 7 to 8 territory there.
No, yep. She actually, like, guys, she could be a model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at that face. She pulls her hair back there.
But that's why she's going to Abu Dhabi. That's why. It was like the location gave it away.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? But unfortunately, when you get to Abu Dhabi, the stuff you have to do as a pretty girl is probably not great.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. Oh, wow, that's just honestly
it's just the truth.
I know, but let's keep it upbeat. Alcoholism.
You see that look in her eyes? Look at her. Look at that look in her eyes.
Lisa, dance for a minute.
That's a bunch of backdoor stuff she didn't want.
Oh my goodness!
That look.
Wow. Oh my!
But that hotel room was free.
Dark.
Super dark. Just making it dark. All right, you can go check out her picture for yourself up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is where you'll find a link to that article there.
You don't want to know how she paid for that jacket.
No, you don't.
All right, let's go to Kazakhstan, shall we?
Let's.
We were just talking yesterday about vacation, Dave. And I still, even though I can get crazy on vacation and do stuff I'd never do at home. Sorry, Andy just got a glimpse of the story. I for sure, one, I'd never do that slingshot ride anywhere.
I wouldn't even do it
in
the
good old US of A. Yeah. I'd never
do it. Got one right down the road from me.
I know.
And kids are on it all the time. I don't understand.
My kids have done it.
Yeah.
My kids have done it once.
Shoots you straight up in the air.
I wasn't there with them, but they did it. And it's just one of those rides I'd never do. So... I 100 million% would never do it in Kazakhstan.
We try our best to make it safeties.
We think it works.
Horrifying footage has captured the moment a teenager was sent flying through the air by one of those slingshot rides in Kazakhstan.
Yep.
13-year-old guy spiraling out of the catapult as onlookers gasped.
Wait a second.
He went
out. Guys, judging from this clip, I don't think he was strapped in at all. I think they just, like, literally just slingshot the kid.
Fire him.
Put him in the cage and let him go.
Yeah.
That's so
bad.
This took place.
He has to die from this.
This took place at the Cocktobe Recreation Area.
I'm not going there.
Let me give you free hand relief.
Come to Cocktobe. Slingshot you right to death.
This is in southeast Kazakhstan, Cocktobe. This is the footage. The footage is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Yes, you can listen. I listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I've seen worse than this.
I don't know. Yeah, you have for sure.
Yeah.
It's buffering. Here we go.
Hey, fire the child.
So there he is. There he is.
Yep, there he is.
This is so terrible.
Here he goes. Please just fall right here. Like, everything snap right here.
Okay, good. That's not bad.
No, it's not great, Chuck.
Oh, that's way better.
He went flying through the air and hit concrete.
Yeah, that's fine. I know. He's broken and stuff. He's all snapped up.
I don't think he died, though, right?
No, you don't die from that. You don't die from that.
It doesn't look good, that's for sure.
It's not great, but it wasn't 150 feet in the air.
It was a small slingshot. Some of those things are powerful.
Still, oh my God. Landing on that way? Oh, no.
And break his ass bounce.
You notice that, like, half the people there don't even care.
They didn't even run or
They're like, oh, what the hell?
Okay, so he was rushed to a hospital. I don't know what this means in Kazakhstan, but in moderate condition.
He's just hurt. So he's probably broken bones. I would say nothing life threatening, but like broken bones. He definitely snapped some stuff.
Here's the full definition: fracture of 4 lumbar vertebrae. So he broke his back.
Broke his back.
A fracture of the left radial bone with an offset. Fractures of both ankles and of the lower left leg. A fracture of the left foot with a displacement.
So he landed on his feet. Which broke, he probably landed on his feet and hit his back, broke his back. What's your radial bone?
Is that your hip?
Is that your hip?
Oh, I thought it was in your wrist. Oh, that's maybe your radius.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that part.
It's in your arm?
It's in your arm. So you like just...
So 2 large bones of the forearm.
Okay.
Oh, it is your wrist. Okay.
Oh, man.
His radius or radio bone.
Call both. Come back to Cocktobin.
Wow. I mean, the good news is this wasn't one of those slingshots that you see the people like out on.
Yeah, like where you get seated in.
Yeah, where that's what I thought this was going to be. So I thought they were sending this kid into orbit.
Yeah, no.
He sort of fell out of the strap. You're right. He wasn't strapped in. No, there was nothing about that kid that was strapped
in. No, it didn't look like there was anything holding him in
at all. He was just sort of laying on the strap, and then he luckily fell off. Look how soon he falls off. They're like, lunching.
There you go.
Like, he fell off. It's the only thing that saved his life.
Did you hear that guy? Oh, my good. Oh, my good.
He did a sweet 360, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
he did. He did some sweet moves.
Wow.
Everything snapped.
Yeah, listen, if you're ever, ever in Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
And you happen to end up at the Cocktobin area.
Yeah, Cocktobin Recreation.
Don't do the slingshot.
No. No, don't.
They didn't even strap him
in. Can I be honest? What was that thing even going to do? What did that ride even look like the end game was there? It didn't. It was going to shake you up a bit.
Yeah. That's all it was. Give you whiplash is what that does.
It seems like one of those ones that you see on TV, like the redneck slingshot, where they have somebody strapped into a seat and then like a ATV pulls you back.
Yeah.
You got rubber bands attached to two trees and you go back and forth a few times.
Mm.
It seemed like that's what it was going to do up and down.
It didn't seem like it was going to do much.
But there's you could have came back down and could have got smashed right against the cement and then get launched back into the air.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this one when the cord snapped on the ride in Florida.
They were in like a cage or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've always wanted to go on one of these until we did these stories, and I will never go on this now.
Yeah, no. I've watched hours of people passing out on these rides. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Just the G-force does it?
Just a fear.
Oh, fear.
Like your brain shuts off. It's so scared.
Are those the same rides? What are those ones called where they
always Those are slingshots.
Are they called slingshots,
Yeah, those
too?
Are slingshots. And they're like, we're going to launch you in 3, 2.
Have actual chairs, right? That's the one with Janice, right? The big
That's the same kind.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them out there, too, where people have full-on...
What?
Have explosion and pants.
What?
Makes them...
finales.
Yeah.
People finale on a slingshot ride?
It. Happens.
From what, the adrenaline?
I believe there are straps that are placed.
I don't understand what's happening.
Down here.
Yeah, hits you right in the button. Right in one of your fun buttons.
And you are being rocketed, and some people...
You've seen this online.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he has.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a couple examples of it.
Mm-hmm. It's his favorite porn category to watch.
Wow, that's crazy, too.
Slingshot finales.
No, that's the wrong. That's a male thing.
Oh, the female.
I thought it was a male.
We all thought you were talking about guys.
Yeah. Female.
Chicks are?
Oh, okay.
Chicks are.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yes. There we go.
Girls are.
We probably can't listen.
No, you can't
listen, but we can see. This is her?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, I can see that, I guess, if it's rubbing up against the buttons.
And the guy starts to not be able to, he can't believe it.
Yeah, because he never got her there.
Sometimes she's pretty easy to get there.
Look at.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Huh.
She is, wow, goodness gracious me.
But you see the rock, like it's rocking.
Yeah, I hear it's rubbing and rubbing, right?
Yeah.
Yep. She looked like she had fun.
She did. She went on that ride 57 times.
Yeah, he's dying. He's dying of laughter.
Because he is. Oh, that makes more sense than I thought. How are guys getting aroused in finale?
That's what I thought, too. I thought you meant they were just... No, and there's a whole article down there.
Yeah, are women actually orgasming on this popular thrill ride?
Right.
Women get really excited on amusement park.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that guy was laughing because he didn't know idea what was even going on.
Never seen her act like that.
Mother has a personal moment on slingshot ride.
No, it didn't happen.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness gracious, Mom. Stop your orgasm, Mom.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Did you see?
Jesus.
Oh, my God, Mom.
Oh boy!
Oh God!
Holy hell! You can't do that.
You can't shake that as a kid. You're on video.
It's
with mom.
On video. Oh, mom! Stop it, mom! Oh, look at her!
I know.
Oh my! She's biting her lips.
Holy hell! This is crazy.
Kid has no idea.
Thank God! Thank God! Oh yeah, she's
about to go to sleep.
That right, put her right to bed. She's starting to smoke.
Look at her.
Yeah. Yep.
Her eyes rolled back and everything. Jeez. Damn.
So, yeah. So,
holy
yeah.
smokes.
Just, turns out I'm not really a perv. It's just out there.
Call it the orgasmatron or something. You get a line about the door.
Perv, but yeah, you are.
Yeah, yeah. I'm totally a perv. But I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of it out there.
Huh.
It happens.
At first, I thought you were talking about like dudes, like it hit him in the butt. Or just,
oh my God!
Process that.
Prostate or something.
No.
And yeah, and I was like,
that'd be wild though.
No, my God, that would suck. That'd be real bad. That's why it didn't make sense to us.
No, no, no.
The footage wouldn't be as pretty.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't.
It's girls. Girls are
a lot of girls.
Yeah.
We've talked thing. About that before, though, in the past, right?
That's what I thought.
Maybe not in particular, but rides.
Yeah, like rides will do it. Yeah. It's like working out will do it. You know?
Yeah, sometimes they can yoga it out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess. Wild world we live in.
Yes, yeah, but there's one of these slingshot rides near me that just like the two poles are straight up. And then it just pulls it straight down, and they strap you in and then launch you up. Because there's a thing about momentum that as long as, like, it'll never hit the ground. You know, it's like it's not supposed to because of science. But the kids just get shot straight up in the air and then come straight back down and go back. And I'm like, no
way. I remember
being
a little kid and seeing that at a theme park, these rides, and was like, no thanks.
Yeah.
That's how people have orgasms and die.
Two things can happen.
Have orgasms and die.
Yeah. You sit there and you're with your mom while she's having an orgasm.
Okay.
Or you slip right out of the thing and die.
Yep.
Yeah, I know my kids did it, but that was, they were little guys. But there was one where like two or three people can go in it at the same time.
Yeah,
man. The one in Kazakhstan, they found some rubber bands. Yeah,
they're like, lay on the rubber bands. Lay on there, hold on tight.
It's like the Superman one where they lay down.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
A different version of it.
Right, and they launch you.
They launch them in that.
Looks scary.
It looks real scary.
Yeah.
Rides.
Ride.
You always think it's fun until all of a sudden your kids are flying through the air without being attached to Kazakhstan.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.